Dano Sego Sigoli on E, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. This week, I went to the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation to speak with the co-chair of the Cultural Committee, Carolyn King, as well as Carolyn, of course, sits as the president of the CKRZ Board of Directors to talk about their upcoming powwow, which is coming up this weekend on August 20th and 21st. That's right. But here is our conversation about the upcoming powwow this weekend. I guess, Carolyn, like many events, everything's been virtual or non-existent for a while. And yes. Now everything's getting back to normal. So what's new? What's exciting? What has changed, if anything, for the powwow this year?
Okay. Yes, you're right, Dave, that we've been on hiatus, I guess you call it, for the 2 years of COVID. Mm. And it wasn't until the spring with, you know, the limitations lifting that the council made the decision that we're going to be open. So we've only been actively planning since May. Mm. So it's been really challenging to get things back in order and, you know, contact everybody and that kind of stuff. Just all the organization that goes behind the scenes for the powwow. And that, so it's in the same place, located at 2789 Mississauga Road behind the Ball Diamond and the Inman. And we'll be dancing in the grove under the new arbor. And that vendors, you know, same vendor layout and stuff like that. So we're full, basically. And that's, so calls are coming in for space, and now we're people replied and they're coming in. So that's so it's going to be a good weekend with like basically full house, and we're just reorganizing. The First Nation has been changing the grounds a bit over that time. And so we have a new location for the Cultural Committee to work out of. And they added on to a couple of buildings and put stuff in place over in the powwow grounds. So we're going to take away like maybe 4 or 5 camping spaces. Mm. And that's so still enough to use out there. We're going to be shuttling. We have hired a company to shuttle. We'll have parking at the different sites, and that as well as the Willow Park, they call it now. Mm-hmm. And that's, so we'll be shuttling from there. And 2 school buses running each day. Mm-hmm. So they'll keep, you know, the actively going and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
it's always a challenge. Like, that's one of the things we've outgrown this space with the, for parking.
Right.
Mainly, that's it. So that's why we limit our numbers, you know, of vendors and food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Has all to do with space.
Yeah. Now, Carolyn, every year Mississaugas always have a theme for their powwow.
This one here is We're Back.
We're Back.
It's We're Back. Yep. So, no, that's Faith, the other co-chair. She picked the theme and stuff like that. So we're back in business. Same, we've still got the same committee members. So we, you know, we kind of know what we're supposed to do. It's now just being able to do it with the, you know, all the changes in the setup and stuff like that.
Mm.
But now it's coming along. You can see here, we're making signs and, you know, getting all that organizational stuff in place so that makes it easier. It's helpful for our visitors, you know, that they know where to go and what to do and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about the parking and that you've sort of outgrown that. There was also talk, I remember, about, you mentioned Willow Park, as a potential new site for the powwow at some point.
Yes.
How is that progressing? Anything?
Well, you know, getting back into the council, getting back to, I won't say nobody's getting back to normal.
Mm.
Because I don't think it'd be normal the way it
exactly.
ever was.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe another 50 years it'll feel like normal before we do the next pandemic.
That's right, yeah.
But the council is working on that. They've had a couple meetings to resurrect that committee. And that, so they're looking at that. And the council allocated about 6 acres up there for the cultural committee. So whatever else plans, they're doing the whole site, but we're part of that, the cultural committee. So it's happening. The plan is to go forward. It's just been stalled, you might say.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're waiting to get those grounds all like with water and sewer.
Right.
all that kind of stuff back in order.
Yeah.
Because it's been all taken down.
Right. Now, the school, you know, with the powwow, every year, there's always a tour to go over to Lourdes King and take people over to see the mural. Is that happening again this year?
Not happening.
Oh, it's not happening this year?
No, because of construction.
Oh.
If you look at the school, the school has got into big expansion that they're building onto the school for two things, like expanding the classrooms, but also daycare and e-learning are all going to be in that same spot. So, and health is, there's movement, right? Health is going to, my understanding, health is going to move to where the daycare is, separate that health and social. So they're, due to the construction, and it's a full construction thing right now. There's going to be no mural tours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know when the construction is planned to be completed?
The fall.
So the fall of next year?
Maybe next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The signs on the thing, I never read it, but when it's going to be done. But they got to build up yet. So, no, it's going to be a construction site for the kids going back.
So coming back to the powwow site, you mentioned the Grove. I remember when, you know, the whole idea was to move the powwow out of the Grove, let the Grove reestablish itself because of the vegetation and things that are in that area. Have you had a chance to walk through there over the last couple of years when, you know, there hasn't been anybody and the Grove has had a chance to even, you know, have more of a chance to establish itself? Has there been any changes or any surprises there?
No, it was just that they would, you know, the plants would go back to do their thing. And that, no, that's still the plan with that area, the Grove. It has a, you know, like us going, sitting in there right on in the space. Beautiful when we can go do that. But all the, what they call compaction, and the vehicles driving on it, it literally killed the trees, the roots, you know, driving on their roots. And they, so we stopped. That's what we stopped. The people are still going to walk back there.
Yeah.
And the dancing people all sit around and back there. But no. The only vehicles allowed are the utility and maintenance stuff. And so it's you know, it would be doing better. I was just on it the other day. I walked through there and that, no, it's still nice and the setup's good. And we got, they call it, the grass has been all cut and maintained and stuff like that. And so we, because it was a construction site too, because of the arbor,
right?
The new arbor.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, because they put the roof on it. Now, the permanent roof is on it now.
Okay, so when did that get done? Because, so it, that wasn't completed a couple of years ago last time? Okay.
No. In 2019, when we held the powwow there the last, you know, 2 years ago, that the arbor top wasn't on yet.
Okay.
It's a custom top that goes on there. And as much as we would like it to, not be on there so that we can see the Dreamcatcher design, it had to go on there for the,
to protect the wood.
The wood, yeah.
I remember because there was issues with the wood, and warping and, all that kind of stuff. So, so now, so there's a cover over that, that is protecting it. I guess it will also keep the sun off. The drummers and singers and stuff as well, right?
Yeah, because we had to bring in, you know, shade flies, shade screens, then just for that. But it's been electrified. It's got full electricity in there.
Right.
Won't be running extension cords. And that, no, it's set up pretty good. And you have to go, like I'll say, inside to feel the, to experience the Dreamcatcher.
Right.
And it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, that you get that good feeling when you're inside of it. We had some people in, retoured them. Maybe it was last week I was in there,
So the, you said it's a permanent covering.
Yes.
So it can't come off just for the powwow weekend or anything. That's unfortunate. That, you know, maybe would have been nice.
Yeah, people got ideas, but we put lights under there so that the design shines through.
Yeah.
Other ones suggested that we paint the design on it.
So,
we all love it.
All possibilities, right?
And so, and it's going to be the outdoor classroom for the e-learn program.
Okay.
And they were, they come in and they finished the design working with the University of Waterloo Architectural School. And got the, finished up that, all that roof and, you know, sort of the, what do you call it? Getting it all stabilized that way. Yeah. So it's all done. good. Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. So if people, though, haven't seen that arbor, they, like you said, they can come over. When would be a good time for people to come in and have a look at the arbor before the... Because once the powwow starts, kind of busy in the ring. And
well, it's a public grounds.
Yeah.
People can come and go there anytime.
Mm.
You know, so, yeah, it's a little, you know, like I said, it's part of the park area,
yeah,
stuff like that. So they can, you can't drive back there, but you can walk back,
right.
You know, down beside the mounds and mm-hmm. over to the grounds.
Yeah.
You know, people can come anytime to go look at it.
So with the powwow weekend, again, coming up, it's Saturday and Sunday,
yes,
but sometimes you guys have, more often than not, of late, had an event on Friday night, like a concert,
yes,
with featuring Mississauga artists. Is that happening this
yes.
year? And that starts what?
Friday.
Six,
maybe?
6 to 10 or something like that?
I don't have the poster in here, and those guys gone for lunch.
And is that going to be happening in a tent area over here?
Yeah, in the big tent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our alternative rain site.
Yes, so the big tent's going to be here just
yep.
in case it rains.
Coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to go back over grand entry and start time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock both days?
Both days.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got, you know, the information booth. We've got some interesting things going to be in the information booth. I'll have my moccasin identifier
mm-hmm.
Team in there. And then we'll have, New Credit's been doing some interesting things over the year. You know, they built that canoe.
Yeah.
The traditional canoe with the group from up north and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that canoe is going to be on display.
Nice.
Under there. And the we've been doing some work on plants and, you know, the natural medicines and stuff.
Yeah.
So with Jonathan Ferrier, who's been working on that.
Yes.
He's going to have a site beside. We're all going to sit together under that information booth, right?
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's going to be some interesting work.
Yeah.
Is going to be presented.
Any special guests coming this year?
I haven't heard any. We were kind of late on the startup and
yeah,
all of that.
Yeah.
So, no, we didn't send out any big stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like they invite people, but
yep.
you know, everybody's
sure.
busy and stuff.
Everybody's busy. Yeah.
We just play it by ear. And,
yeah. So. Any announcements or anything that you know of or things that are going to be happening either day at the powwow?
No, not really. We'll probably do all our when you're like, there's things that are happening, like the murdered and missing women.
Right.
Like we always try to do something
yep.
special there.
Yep.
Things like that. So that was just drum and dance and sing and hang out with each other. And
it'll be nice to do that.
It'd be nice to do that. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I went to the Saugeen Power this past weekend.
Okay.
Made it up there for Sunday. And so it was, they said they were overwhelmed on Saturday. So, you know, they kind of got small grounds.
Yeah.
On this. So I wanted to get to, we haven't made it to any powers. I got to Alderville, but by the time I got there, it was closing down for the day, so I only got to spend about an hour or so there. And that's so, you know, it's good to go to the powwows. Usually, I used to go to the powwows almost every weekend, follow the circuit around in southern Ontario anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, so it was good to be able to go back and see them,
yeah,
be part of it. Yeah,
did you get over to the Six Nations powwow?
No, I have a bum leg, my hip and stuff, and so.
Mm.
It was too much walking, too much rough walking for
me.
And that's so I didn't go.
Mm.
I was later on in the day, I was sitting on the road listening to the drums.
Oh.
But there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
We're expecting the same thing.
You know,
there's just a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But hopefully the shuttle will help take care of that. We'll have people parked in all different places.
Right.
You know, over at the Green Willow, over at the school, down at the plaza.
Right.
Well, here to start, right?
Yeah.
And so we're using every available parking lot.
Right. Okay. Well, that all sounds great. Anything else you can think of that we haven't touched on or that you might want to just mention for the upcoming powwow or other things with Mississaugas?
Maybe that's the key things that we'll be doing. I don't... I haven't heard any major announcements. The chief said that, well, he didn't know how things were going, so he didn't... You know, he said he didn't invite all his, you know, his big wigs and stuff like that. But no, there'll be people who'll be doing the green team again, you know, with recycling the food, which is it's lots of work. Always looking for volunteers. and that the where they take all the food waste and separate them out into green bins, and then they send them to that and diverts a lot of garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that food, people throw food into the garbage and they're always recycling, right?
Yep.
So we try to make, we're working on a green, making our event as green as possible.
Nice.
And it's like double the work.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to get people, you have to sort the recycling and the green team, they need half a dozen people or more just to be taking your plate and, and sorting it, putting the food waste in one's place and the other stuff. So we try to use compostable plates and help out the get the vendors to be using that kind of stuff. We try to ban bottled water.
Right.
And so we have
the water stations?
The water stations, again, from Cool Kit.
Mm.
They've been our supplier, and they made special water supply stations, and people can get to, and they come and they fill up the water all day long. Yeah.
Well, you know, as we see what's going on the planet, you know, I mean, what you're doing with going green and trying to get things as green as possible, not a bad move. I mean, we all need to be doing more of that. So
Because the really, when you look at what events do, they create a lot of garbage. Just people just, you know, you go someplace that they're not doing that, so everything just tossed into the
waste. Yeah, and we all have to start thinking more about that and doing more, taking more responsibility.
Promote the people to bring their own water bottle.
Yeah.
We'll have all the fill stations so that they can, you know, keep hydrated for the weekend.
Great. So 1 o'clock powwow entry, grand entry, both days, Saturday and Sunday, this weekend. And how early do you recommend people come?
Gates. We say gates open at 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can't find parking in the ball area or out in front of the administrative building here, there's going to be other locations that you can get shuttled to and from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the shuttle buses will be down in the front there.
Yep.
Where you're marking that space to where the shuttle buses, and they'll just have to walk up the walk up the hill a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll miss the big yellow school buses.
Right. Yeah. Appreciate that very much, Carolyn, and congratulations on the powwow getting back into the swing of things.
We're back.
That's right. All right. So that's this Saturday, grand entry, 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Go until about 6 or 7 in the evening,
yeah,
and then a break
evening.
Saturday, and then it gets going a little bit later on, right?
Bob Goulet's our
Bob Goulet,
dancer.
Yeah.
Nikki Shuan and her partner are our head dancers.
Nice,
good professional dancers.
Yep.
And that, it'll be great. And listen to the ads. We've got ads coming in on the radio station, so you need details.
And of course, just to make sure people understand this, this is a traditional powwow. It's
traditional
not a competition powwow.
Right, yeah.
So,
and that means that we don't compete on the dance floor and don't compete in the drum circle.
Yeah.
We try to put the little contest things in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Bob's good at that.
Yep.
And so, but otherwise, it makes for a much friendlier event.
Yeah. Always usually have the smoke dance competition or the smoke dance that's happening, right?
Yes, we generally try to do it. What I saw, they did the smoke dance up there at Saugeen on Sunday.
Mm.
Holy smokes, that was good. It was great.
It's always exciting to see that for sure. All right. Well, Jimmy Gwetch, Carolyn, and Bama P.
Bama P.
All right, that was my guest, Carolyn King, the co-chair of the Mississauga of the Credit Cultural Committee, talking to us about the 34th annual Three Fires Homecoming Powwow, taking place this weekend on August 20th and 21st. Don't forget, Friday night, there is an event happening over there as well as they get things started. It starts at 5 p.m. featuring live entertainment, featuring many of the artists from the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation from 5 until 9 p.m. And if you go to the Mississaugas of the Credit website, you can find out more about the powwow. If you go to mncfn.ca/powwow, admission is $5 per person, 6 years of age and under is free. So you can find out more, as I say, by going to their website. And that event on Friday is an alcohol and drug-free event. And don't forget that grand entry starts at 1 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday over at the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation Powwow. I'm your host, David Moses. You are listening to Compelling Conversations. Make sure if you missed part of this conversation with Carolyn King and the Mississaugas of the Credit Powwow this weekend, don't worry. We're going to repeat this for you every day until Friday evening, so you get all the benefits of knowing all about this event. All right, Jimmy Gwech, Nyawagoa, and we'll catch you next time.